Yes, in this last several days, to my knowledge, I think we've only had a handful of our 10,000 members out of power, and those were situations where maybe there was an overloaded transformer or some other issue at an individual location. So we're very pleased that we've been able to keep the power on for our members. That's our primary focus, is to provide reliable, affordable power for our members, and even in extreme times like this. So we do have a good system, and it's been performing well. It's been a challenge, there's no doubt, and we'll learn some lessons from this as far as future planning, but I think we're going to hopefully get by today, and then the temperatures look like they're going to improve, and hopefully we'll be beyond this situation.